Victor Krauss, a bassist of choice in Nashville, has issued his first album as a group leader. But the new recording, Far From Enough, doesn't showcase Krauss's bass. Instead, it places him in the more traditional role of bringing out the best in his colleagues. Our critic, Jim Fusilli, explains.
His work on acoustic bass is steady, sympathetic, and tasteful. And Victor Krauss seems content to let the light shine elsewhere. Structure is his thing, and feel, and he provides the bedrock on which the music is built. On Far From Enough, his debut as a leader, Krauss displays the kind of skill for which he's admired. He locks in with drummer Steve Jordan to permit guitarist Bill Frisell and Jerry Douglas to play off each other's fragile lines, to look for the hidden corners in his compositions. When the music goes up-tempo, his playing is sturdy enough to let the guitarists explore. Listen here as Krauss fills the bottom, keeping the song together under Douglas on dobro and Frisell on electric guitar. I bet that singers love to work with Krauss. His sensibility is such that he leads them, gently, from chord to chord, with his warm and unobtrusive style. His sister, the popular singer Alison Krauss, benefits from that kind of support on their version of Robert Plant's Big Log.
My love is months in the waiting. The eyes that you stare and a glance at the clock. In the secret that burns and the pain that won't stop, and it's fuel is the years leading me on, leading me down the road, driving me on, driving me down.
How can you qualify what Victor Krauss does here? I mean, there's no flash, no pyrotechnics. He merely does what needs to be done, steadying the music, uplifting it, bringing the players together, allowing them to go where they need to. Such a mature approach, such generosity, creates an environment in which creativity thrives, and it does, abundantly so, on Krauss's debut.
The CD is Far From Enough. The bassist is Victor Krauss. Our reviewer, Jim Fusilli, also writes about music for The Wall Street Journal.